Keeping It Real. I'm your host, Reverend Al Sharpton, and we're back. 1-877-532-5797. We're joined, as we are every Thursday, by our policy wonk, Jennifer Jones Austin. Let me, before we bring Jenny on, I see we have another special guest calling in. Let's go to the guest line. Hello.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rev. Happy birthday to you and many more. Hey now, Rev.
Hey.
Kamala Harris.
How you doing, Senator Kamala Harris? I didn't know you could sing. Wow.
Happy birthday.
I'm being serenaded by Kamala Harris. Now, that's a birthday gift. That is a birthday gift.
Happy birthday, Rev, and cheers to the day you were born. This world is a much better place because of it. So happy birthday.
I appreciate it. Well, you know I'm going to take advantage of you coming on my birthday. So my birthday gift is I get to ask you a couple of questions. I know you campaigned. How is the campaign going? I saw you on the cover of Time magazine this morning.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it? But you know what? I'm actually right out here in Reno. I've been picketing with the UAW workers who are striking GM.
Ah.
So I was out there with them. You know, they're fighting for wages and benefits, and it's awful. I mean, you know, they gave up so much after the crash in 07 and 08, and you know, they gave up so much in terms of saying we want to keep the auto industry open, so we'll give up some of our wages and benefits. And now that the auto industry has recovered and making record profits, they're not sharing that with the workers, and they're actually bringing temporary workers in as a way to essentially replace the people who have been there for years, making incredible sacrifices. So I was standing in solidarity with them here in Reno, and then doing a town hall later, and then I'll be in Iowa, and I'll actually be in South Carolina this weekend, and then in Iowa after that, because I don't know if you heard, I'm going to practically move to Iowa.
I heard that you're practically moving to Iowa. Are you feeling that any of this, because we keep hearing, well, Kamala Harris, she started great, then they went down, then they came up, then they went down. You seem real focused and not responding to any of that.
No, sir, I do not ride that wave. I don't ride the highs or the lows, because I've been here before, Rev. I mean, I've been here where, you know, listen, my entire career, every election I have, now here's the operative word, won.
Right.
People have said, oh, they're not ready for her. They're not, you know, nobody like her has done this before. No, you know, gender, race, not your time, not your turn. And I've heard that every time. And I didn't listen. And we won. But more importantly, and here's the takeaway for me, the people didn't listen. The voters didn't listen. The voters didn't listen. It's a statement about who we are as a country. And so I know that, and I'm deep of faith in that belief, that people have the ability to see what they have never seen before and to fight for it. And so, yeah, I'm out here, and I'm campaigning in all these early states and, you know, building up my team. And I feel really good about it because, you know, look, the only poll that matters is on Election Day. But I am aware of what I'm asking folks to do, which is to believe in the fact that a woman of color can be president of the United States and that a black woman can be president of the United States. But people know it's possible if they really let, you know, trust their faith in terms of what is possible in this country, even if we've never seen it before.
Now, the themes of your campaign, you've been very, very clear about criminal justice, about climate change. The messages that you raised has resounded around the country. Are you getting that response?
Yes, and in particular around the fight that's about, you know, everything from the need for smart gun safety laws, because all of our babies, you know, elementary, middle, high school students have been going back to school in the last couple of weeks having drills where they're learning about how to hide in the closet and the event there's a mass shooter. It's terrorizing our children. From that and what I'm prepared to do, which is to take executive action to put a ban on importation of assault weapons and put a comprehensive background check requirement in place. From that to what I'm proposing, which will be, as economists have described, what will be the most significant and biggest middle class tax cut we've had in generations, which is for families making less than $100,000 a year, they'll get a tax credit of up to $6,000 a year. to what I'm proposing about what we need to do around the racial wealth gap, and in particular, creating fairness and equity around home ownership among Black families, knowing that for decades there was redlining and exclusion of our families from the opportunity for home ownership. And so I'm going to invest $100 billion into families living in federally subsidized housing or in historically redlined communities. To, you know, me being a proud graduate of Howard University and what I have always done and intend to continue doing, which is to support our HBCUs and other minority serving institutions around what they're doing to build the next generation of teachers and engineers and, you know, lawyers and people who are going to save our country. So.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask this. The whole question, you have been a DA and a state attorney general. How do you respond to the Amber Geiger case?
The Amber Geiger case, I mean, listen, I think that there's no question. This is yet again another example of the lack of it's fairness in terms of sentencing. And the reality of that, she murdered someone. And 10 years, you know, I've seen people go to prison for double digits, for twice that, for drug possession. Mm. And here we have somebody who is dead. And we have to deal with that in terms of how we acknowledge the criminal justice system, in particular sentencing, has not been applied equally to people based on race.
And as a prosecutor, because some of the people on the side have taken issue with you as a prosecutor, and you've clarified this is part of what you did as prosecutor, both in your DA job and in your job as the state attorney general.
Yeah, no, you know what? Here's the thing, Rev. First of all, I made a conscious choice to become a prosecutor. Growing up, a Black girl in America, knowing that there was not a relative I had, be he a, you know, a relative, a neighbor, a friend, who had not been the subject of some level of discrimination in this system. And I made a conscious decision to enter it in a way that was about saying, look, let's fix these systems from the inside, not only from the outside. And that's why I was able to create what have been some of the first in the nation reforms. Over 10 years ago, almost 15 years ago, I created an initiative that was about saying that young men, mostly young men, who were picked up for drugs, be given jobs and counseling so that they would not end up being felons for life. I created that initiative, which ended up being a model for around the country. There are probably the majority of progressive prosecutors who have been elected over the last decade will tell you that Kamala Harris was a model for them in terms of what a prosecutor can do to reform the criminal justice system. And as president, I will tell you my plan for reform, it's on my website, KamalaHarris.org, has been described by activists and advocates alike as bold and comprehensive, which is about what we need to do to end mass incarceration, what we need to do to require accountability by law enforcement, what we need to do to shut down the private profit system, including private prisons, and also to have a criminal justice system that recognizes for too long it's been in the business of separating families, and we need to deal with that piece as well.
Do you believe that at the end of the day that this campaign that you are waging, every poll has you in the top five, is going to sooner or later come down to four or five candidates, and you believe in your heart you can succeed if people get your message?
I know it, and I'm going to tell you why. First of all,
hello.
Wait for it. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
The top three have been on the news.
Yeah,
ran for president. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes,
one
I hear.
One ran for president. One ran for president. I think three times. Was a vice president under probably the most popular president in a lifetime for two terms as vice president. The other ran for president the last election cycle and was in the race for a very long time. And the third was appointed by President Bill Clinton and has been on the national stage. So part of our challenge is just to introduce ourselves. But when you look at the fact that the mass majority of voters have not decided, it tells you how much room we have. But we just need to introduce ourselves. And that's the work I'm doing.
Senator Kamala Harris, thank you for calling in for my birthday. Thank you for
Happy
letting me make it our presidential candidate interview. Thank you. We'll stay in touch. Keeping it real. That was Senator Kamala Harris, y'all. We'll be right back. Keep it real.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you do own a car, truck, or SUV made from 1999 or higher, you could stop paying for car repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny to have it repaired. Just call now to see if you qualify. You must have an automobile made from 1999 or higher. And all repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past. Call 800-402-7932 today and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. That's right, total protection for your car and no more repair bills. Just call 800-402-7932 to see if your car qualifies. Call 800-402-7932. That's 800-402-7932. Never pay for car repairs again. Just call 800-402-7932. That's 800-402-7932. Again, 800-402-7932.
If you're drowning in IRS tax debt, pay attention to this special announcement. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. Get ready to take this number down to take advantage of the new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Here's Jesse from Las Vegas.
I've been so stressed out lately knowing that I owe the IRS over $22,000, and now they just garnished my wages. A friend of mine told me about Superior Tax Relief, so I called them, and they were able to stop the garnishment, and they were also able to help me with my other tax problems. I feel so free again, and I would definitely recommend Superior Tax Relief.
Call Superior Tax Relief now, 800-688-4390, and speak to a qualified professional who can protect you from the added fees and negotiate your tax liability. Superior Tax Relief can help open new doors with the IRS Fresh Start program that's available now. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call could save you thousands. Call 800-688-4390. 800-688-4390. That's 800-688-4390.